So what do you do when you feel yourself really going after something, but the more you try to go for it, you just seem to feel stuck and weighed down? How many times have you felt this way? This is what we call an anchor, and it generally comes from judgment. Anytime you judge someone in absolutely any way, that judgment leaves an emotional imprint in your subconscious and actually slows you down when you go to achieve your goals. My friend, if you want to aspire higher, if you actually want to get past all this yuckiness, all these anchors, you've got to rid yourself of judgment. Here's what you do. You get a piece of paper and something to write with, and you make an extensive list of absolutely everyone that you have judged or that has judged you. Could this take a while to make? You better believe. But is it worth it? Absolutely. Make a list of everyone you've ever judged or has ever judged you. As you're doing this, more and more names will pop into your mind. Names from your childhood, names as you were growing up, names from maybe your early adult years, names you wouldn't even think were on there. Write those down, even if they don't seem to make sense. Then, once you feel like you have your list, go somewhere where you can be totally alone, where you won't be disturbed, you won't be interrupted, and have a conversation with each person on that list out loud, expressing your desires to get rid of that judgment. If you felt like they judged you, tell them off. If you feel like you judged them, apologize. And then always ask for forgiveness. As you go down the list, number one, go in order and then begin to check things off one by one. Don't skip any. As you begin to check more and more names off of this list, you will literally feel a weight being lifted from your body. You will feel most likely a physical, tangible difference inside you as this emotional garbage is being lifted off of you. My friend, rid yourself of judgment. Get rid of those anchors. The next step is to do what's called a procrastination list. Anytime we procrastinate something, we allow some of our energy to actually go towards holding that space to whatever it is that we're procrastinating. For example, if you have a report that's due in a couple of weeks, as long as you procrastinate that, part of your energy actually goes towards holding that report inside your mind. A lot of people that have a lot of things that they procrastinated complain about being tired, about not having energy, about not feeling very well. Is this hitting home for you, my friend? Here's what you do. Make a list of everything that you have procrastinated, and then begin to do them. As you check things off your list, again, you will feel a burst of energy. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel the influence of your own subconscious driving you forward a lot faster. As you go through these motions, make sure that you are being very grateful and thankful for the things that you are accomplishing. Remember, whatever you focus on amplifies, and whatever we celebrate, we get more of. The more gratitude we show towards something, the more of whatever it is we get. I've always loved the song Defying Gravity. If you're not familiar with that song, it comes from the musical Wicked. In Wicked, there is this woman named Elphaba who is born with green skin, who everyone makes her out to be a wicked witch. Well, she has a dream of meeting with this wizard. She goes with her best friend and she goes on this path to meet this wizard because hopefully he can turn her skin normal so that she can actually live a normal life. As she meets with the wizard, she realizes that he isn't exactly all that he is cracked up to be. He isn't exactly the best guy in the world. And to make a long story short, they end up framing her for turning loose these monsters and setting them loose on people. All these people begin to come after her and they try to attack her. And as she's talking to her best friend about this, her best friend is saying, you need to stop. You need to cancel your dreams. You need to just quit. Just give yourself up and stop trying to go after your goals. She looks at her friend and says, no, it's time for me to stop believing this. It's time for me to stop playing by everybody else's rules. It's time for me to start defying gravity. My friend, It doesn't matter how many anchors you've had in the past. It doesn't matter how big your dreams are. Use these tools and begin to start to defy gravity. You can do it, my friend. And when you do, I want to know about it. Contact me using the contact information on the back of the CD. Find me on Facebook. Friend me. Tag me in a post of something that you've done to defy gravity. How you've used these tools. You've gotten out of this pit. You've gotten rid of your anchors. And let me know. I would so love to hear about it. Thank you so much for listening. You can so do it. Take care, my friend.